Let's talk about a quarter that was quite a bit less constructive. WW International, formerly known as Weight Watchers, shares under some serious pressure this morning after the company came out and missed on the top, missed on the bottom line last night. $311 million in revenue, 45 cents of adjusted earnings per share. On that top line, that is a decrease of 10% relative to the same quarter last year, 26% drop in these shares. Subscription revenues down 7% from the prior year. Adjusted for currency, as you mentioned, down some 10.4%. So certainly a challenging quarter there for WW. And Julie, I've mentioned it. I mentioned it in our Slack channel last night as we were talking about these results. You know, we're going to talk to Planet Fitness CEO Chris Rondeau tomorrow, I believe. And he went on CNBC yesterday and said the average American has gained, I think, 26 or 29 pounds in COVID. Seems like a lot to me, but I think maybe directionally it's true that people are a little bit, they feel a little bit less healthy coming out of the pandemic than going in. So for a company building itself around helping you manage that part of your life, helping you through a period where you feel like you aren't at your best and you need to make some changes, for WW to come out and report revenues declining by 10%, certainly we see the displeasure from investors with that quarter this morning.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was Stephanie Wissink over at Jefferies downgraded the stock in the wake of this. Certainly analysts and investors clearly are not happy about all of this. And speaking of investors who are not happy about it, remember, Oprah is still in this company. She owns 1.1 million shares as of the last filing date, which was in early July. It's about 1.6% of the shares outstanding. Another person I noticed who's a big holder of this company, the fifth top holder, Melvin Capital. Now, if that name rings a bell, it's because that was the company that got caught on the wrong side of the short squeeze involving meme stocks earlier in the year, Gabe Plotkin's firm. So that firm owns a bunch of shares in WW as well. So this is definitely, painful, not just for the company itself, but for some high profile investors.
Yeah, that Oprah stake reminds me, one of my favorite stories I've ever written. I mean, the whole story, I think, was four sentences long, but it was from 2015. It was long Oprah, short Bill Ackman, because at the time, Weight Watchers was up like 200 some odd percent, and Valiant, which I know you remember well, that was down 65% or something like that. But I think in the end, you know, it balanced out. Oprah, of course, has done well in many ventures. We got to see Oprah do a major national interview, and everyone said, wow, I'd love to see more of Oprah. Bill Ackman got back to making good investments. They both came back to sort of their core area of expertise. But a fun blast from the past there for markets from, 6 years ago now, even though it feels like that was just yesterday.